Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Most people have a favorite place they like to visit, a place that stirred their heart or provided a special family experience that they revisit over and over in their minds. If you're a person who does a lot of traveling, perhaps your special place is overseas, in France or Italy or maybe Japan. And if you don't mind long airplane rides, Australia or New Zealand might be your choice. Well, let me tell you about my special place, Yosemite National Park in California. I discovered the wonders of Yosemite in the mid-1970s when my employer, The Blade, sent me to Monterey to become editor of a newly acquired newspaper there called The Herald. I guess I could stop right there and call it a wonderful time in my life. How many people get to live and work in a place as beautiful as the Monterey Peninsula on California's central coast? Monterey, Carmel, Big Sur. But despite the stunning scenery at the ocean's edge, it was the majesty of Yosemite that changed my life and the lives of my wife and two children. We made our first visit to this vast, magnificent park in the spring of 1975. Entering Yosemite Valley through the El Portal entrance on Highway 140, the four of us were stunned by the vista opening up in front of us. It's in the spring that the waterfalls of Yosemite are at their peak, as the heavy snows of winter melt and find their way to the streams. But there's no bad season to see Yosemite. In summer, the meadows are alive with an explosion of color, greens, reds, yellows. The waterfalls gradually recede as fall approaches, and their roar gives way to a serene silence. Then winter returns. The wildlife of Yosemite hunkers down in a blanket of white, and the process begins again. We visited Yosemite every year. Some years we made the 3-hour drive more than once, and we reveled in every season. My birthday happens to fall on New Year's Eve, and one of my favorite Yosemite memories was the night we walked from Yosemite Lodge to the Ahwahnee Hotel for a birthday dinner. It was one of those cold, clear nights in the mountains. The darkness was total, and thousands of stars filled the sky. Is it any wonder I'm still drawn to the place? And so it is that my daughter and son and I will travel back to Yosemite in June. One more time, we will walk the trails, feel the mist of the roaring waterfalls, and marvel at the oldest living things on Earth, the giant sequoias. I know we will also feel my late wife's spirit. She loved Yosemite as much as she loved life. My kids and I will look up at El Capitan and Half Dome and Yosemite Falls, and we will feel her love all around us. We will have dinner at the wonderful Ahwahnee Hotel, its Art Deco and Native American vibes blending perfectly, and we will lift a glass of wine in her memory. How blessed we are to have such a remarkable second home in our lives. I pray that you have some place like that, and that the memory of it makes you smile.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.